Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 61 of David Ashley Podcast. I am your host, David Ashley, and I've got special guests. Remember, February is married couples all month long, and I got a great couple today. It feels weird being, 41 and being like, yo, it's my best friend. You know what I mean? I got a few people out there I call my best friend, but this has been my dude damn near 20 years, and his wife, I've known her almost the same. I met her like the next year or two. So, but you know, I've seen them grow, and, there was a time where I'm going to say it, Nicole, you know, I don't mean this, but it was a time where we used to hate her. You know, so to see them grow into a wonderful couple with two wonderful kids has been a treat and a lesson and a blessing for me. They're two of the best people that I know. We're going to get right into it because it's a lot here. So without any further ado, I present to you David and Nicole Martin. All right, let's get it. I'm glad I got my reputation back a little bit because, you know, I didn't, for one, I didn't cut it for myself. That was the biggest truth that I needed out there. And, you know, we don't want to perpetuate these lies. So with me today, look, she gonna clamp. They're gonna clam up once I press record. Ain't that a trip? With me today, I have two of the best people I know. This is my dilemma when I start talking about y'all. I say my best friend and his wife. I was like, no, but she's legitimately my friend too. Right. And not even since they've been like, yeah.
Hey, so we all met at the same time. Well, yeah. We met her. You and I were friends. We met her at the same time.
So it's always weird when that happens.
I'm glad you didn't try to holler at her first. We'd had a.
I know, right? This would be awkward.
It'd be a little awkward right now.
I'd be like, oh, so they got two kids? Well, interesting.
Acting like they're happy.
Right. I know the truth. So that's funny. So with us today, David Ashley Podcast, we have David and Nicole Martin. So we're going to clap for them, even though I don't need to clap.
Glad to be here, man.
So thank you all for doing this. I'm going to ask a lot of questions that I already know the answer to.
Okay.
But just so, you know, the people listening can kind of, you know, whatever, get something, not whatever, but they can get, you know, the journey, just of the journey and, you know, the ups, downs, highs, lows, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to start with Nicole. Nicole, where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
I thought it was from Buffalo. Okay, my fault. David Martin. Dave, where are you from, man?
Man, first half of my youth was Atlanta, Georgia. And then middle school moved to Indianapolis, Indiana. Finished middle school and high school in Indy.
Naptown. Okay. Okay, and so, I'm trying to figure out which way I want to go. All right, so we'll just start like this. How did y'all meet? I hate doing this because if you all could. Okay, how about this? Let's go with Nicole, your first remembered, you know, thoughts of David Martin, like first.
I think my first memories would have to include, you know, college ministry leaders. Maybe back in the fellowship hall, feeding the college students, working
Lord,
in the kitchen,
yeah.
Butternut biscuits,
shout out to Miss
a pan of fettuccine.
shout out to Miss Donna.
Shout out to Miss Donna. Yeah, Miss Donna broke my heart when I found out them weren't her biscuits, but still, like, shout out to Miss Donna. and Dave, what was your first thoughts of Nicole, if you will?
I mean, I think first thoughts, I was like, you know, hey, she's attractive. I said, she's bought up, she's strapped, but man, she's uptight. She's a little, I said, man, she a little uptight, man.
Yeah. So let's just tell her, listen, there was a time, just to be, you know, in all transparency, uh-huh. where, see, Nicole uh-huh. is a beautiful person, okay? And she used to snap on us for, you know, listen, you can't say nothing bad about Vanderbilt, okay? And you can't even flirt with it, okay? She tore my head off one night. So we had a complex relationship, the three of us, but we were part of a bigger group of friends, yeah. like 7, 8, you know, people who to this day still hang. Yeah, yeah, college, you know, I still got my t-shirt.
The original Boochies.
Original Boochies, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I still, so we were part of a bigger group. So can I repeat those? Like, so we were outside of the NRC residence, like the front, and Nicole and then were inside for some reason. She came out and Dave just looked. Dave was like, man, Nicole better not let me catch her slipping.
Now listen, better not slip up. Yeah.
This is 4 or 5 years before it was even a thought, right? So anyway, I just wanted to get that out the way. And let's live there a little bit.
Yeah, let's hang
Dave,
out there. Let's...
Dave, when you say uptight, what do you like? What do you mean a little bit? Like, what do you
so,
mean?
I mean, at the time, so let's be transparent. Let's just break it down. You know, it was like I had been living, you know, I was a little older. I had been out, you know, somewhat in the streets, kind of enjoying life.
So two different lifestyles.
Two different lives. Nicole, you know, she wasn't in the streets, you know. I mean, she didn't. She wasn't living that life. She was definitely in that holy-coly phase.
Holy-coly.
And it kind of felt like, you know, I don't want to say judging, but it kind of felt like, you know, since she didn't have those same experiences mm-hmm. that, you know, we couldn't even have the same conversations, you know, okay. or kind of even go yeah. into those discussions about those things.
That's yeah.
And so, okay. So if you, wait a minute. What did you just say, Nicole?
I said that was very well stated.
Okay. So were there any, you know, if anything, I mean, he's a good dude. One of the best people I know, one of the smartest people I know. So I don't understand what kind of, you know, problems you could have with him. But just in case, were there any issues that you had with him at the time that, you know, that you may have thought like, this is pre-relationship.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, some of my first interactions, you know, he was just very loud. He just kind of overtook the conversations or, you know, the room was filled with, like you said, he's very intelligent. And so every conversation he was dominating, it was just kind of like, you know, come on, man. Like yeah. everybody else want to talk to, like, give us a chance.
Nicole, you know what? Listen, I vouch you there. Like, it was hard sometimes.
That's real.
You know?
That's real.
Look,
I know a passionate person that comes out.
I'm throwing jabs everywhere. That's all. Yeah, that's all because I had that cake, man. I didn't cut that cake for me. So what you all find, like, I always say, like, man, like, and just jokingly and affectionately, I was just like, nah, y'all don't understand how great this story is. Me and Dave, and I don't mean this verbatim. I said, me and Dave, like, we used to hate her. Like, and I just say that because there was a time where she went off on both of us.
At different times, we just did not fool with her.
Yeah, and much like, and I don't care what she says, there was never a time, even through all of that, where we tried to keep her or didn't want her to come to any function. So well, I know you still think that.
Now, there was a couple of times where it was kind of like this.
Yeah.
But it was never like a don't invite her or you know,
right,
don't tell her what's happening. That never happened.
But events were held relatively close to where I was, and I was not invited or I did not participate.
I can't vouch for that. If you weren't, I mean, I can't vouch for the intentions, but it was never like put it like this. If you weren't there, it was always like, it just, the whole group didn't feel complete. It was just like, wait, yeah. Where'd it go?
And it could have been a miss or a timing or something, but I can say that it was never an intent or somebody to exclude
right.
you.
You could have been down there with pencil skirt. You could have been down there with the roomie. I don't know. So anyway, so let's talk about that weekend of April, of Monica's wedding. Okay, let's just talk about the night before and what kind of jumped this whole thing off indirectly, if you will. Indirectly, but directly.
So, hey, let's get real. Hey, let's, like they say, here we go.
Here we go.
So the weekend of the wedding, I think the night before, you know, everybody was at McAllister's for the, you know, rehearsal dinner. They were all hanging out. So I got in mm-hmm. late. I had flown in from Phoenix at the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. We was all hanging out. So, you know, it was cool to see everybody. We got back to the hotel. Everybody was hanging out. You know, you weren't available to hang out with us. You know, you was cupcaking. You're like,
you put that out there. Yeah.
You was cupcaking.
Hard.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let's, we go,
like, I just want to hold her. And so I was like, okay, we're cool. So I was like, well, cool. Let me go ahead and figure out who else that's not food up trying to get out in these streets. So we back in Atlanta. So I was like, hey, into Nicole, what y'all got popping? They like, nothing. So, you know, it's like, look, y'all trying to get down, want to, you know, roll with me tonight? What's up? They're like, shoot, I'm down for whatever. So Brand, you know, shout out to BT, the Brand.
Shout out to BT.
Like, hey, if y'all going and y'all partying, I'm there. I'm with it. I said, look, let's ride. So we ended up going to Waffle House first, hanging out. And I was like, look, let's get some food on the belly because we about to get it in. And then we ended up going to my uncle's, you know, shake joint. So I was like, look, if y'all with it, let's do it. So we had a drinking party and having a good time. And, you know, I think we all just had a real good time, you know, hung out, stayed there, shut the club down, you know, all the stuff in Atlanta. But one of our members, we put it out there now, it's history. Now, Bram had too much to drink. I tried to tell him when we left, look, don't try to drink with me, man. You know, so I had too much to drink. So he got lit. I mean, lit.
Man. So, like finish him lit.
Like carry him upstairs lit. Like, you know, like out of there, you know. Lit. So we got him up to the room, got him in the bed, got him, you know, all stuff, kind of passed out. Next morning, I think he woke up where he was still drunk and hungover and was just
off rip. Let me know. Like, so Nicole, what was your recollection of that night?
I remember the host and the hostesses got together and were hanging out. And we went out and ate, and Dave knew where to go. None of the rest of us knew where to go in Atlanta. And he was like, oh, cool. My uncle has a spot. We can go hang there. You know, it was just to do something out.
And also, let me say this, just to point out again, the difference between the two. This wedding was in Atlanta. Okay. Yeah. When's the last time you had lived in Atlanta, Dave?
Last time I lived in Atlanta was 1991.
Okay, when you ran away and you ended up at
Keith Sweat's house,
but that's another story, another podcast.
Picking out flowers.
Yeah, Nicole is from Atlanta, so she says I didn't know where to go. Dave did, because obviously, you know, we was going back and forth. First time I went to Atlanta with you and all that, but just again to point out, you know, just the differences. Nicole was just like, they weren't going to pick the same thing. So I'm just pointing out the difference in you two and, you know, the habits and what you knew and what you do. So Nicole, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Plus I was like, hey, if they get married, somebody having a bachelor party, I'm having one. I don't care. Somebody have one. Right, I ain't getting married. Right, I'm still having one. It's going down.
It's going down.
Yeah, but it was just real cool. Like, we went out, we hung out, we had drinks, we laughed, talked, ate. It was nothing, but it was like, oh man, he's real cool.
Yeah, and so the next morning, Brandon is gone.
Not
he's sick.
Too well.
He's not feeling too well. He's shit-faced. And I don't know if Nicole did, and he was taking care of Brandon, and you
so
all talked about how.
So
yeah,
this,
yeah.
Let me break this down. This is what happened. So that next morning, I went out and decided I was going to get the crew Chick-fil-A for breakfast. We was up in Kennesaw, so I said, look, I'm going to run down on Barrett Parkway, hit this Chick-fil-A. So I sent them a text like, hey, y'all want something from Chick-fil-A? You know, so it was like, cool, I'm going to go grab something. You know, we'll come back. I get a text, you know, it was like, hey, Brand is down bad.
Oh, God.
So I come back with the bag of Chick-fil-A, get back to the hotel room, and my boy can't even, you know, I mean, he can't even stand it. He can't even go to the bathroom, right? He's just giving up the ghost right there. So I hit Nicole and it's like, hey, y'all gonna have to come get y'all Chick-fil-A from the bread room. I'm down here, my boy. And they came in and saw that he was just all jacked up.
Okay, and that's how she got to see the how you were
taking care of Brand, trying to get him together, cleaning my man up, you know, wiping his mouth, just trying to get him situated, get him cleaned up, you know. and trying to help get him together, trying to force him to eat something so he can get some food in there, some, you know, get some chicken biscuit in the stomach.
Okay.
Or something, so.
Okay. Okay. And all right. So. All right. So with that, we're going to pause and come right back. Hear the rest of this beautiful love story. All right. Give me a minute. All right. So we left off. There's the wedding. Y'all went out, had some fun. Part of the crew, because part of the crew, the other part that couldn't make it, I apparently had a headache and couldn't come out with y'all. And y'all, you know, Brand, you know, BT is a little down for the count.
Yeah, he's under the weather.
Yeah, you're taking care of him, and Nicole, I guess, sees you in a different light, perhaps.
Yes.
And from here, it was, you know, so we go on with the meeting. So, I mean, I'm sorry, with the weekend, with the wedding. And then what happens next?
So even then, it didn't pop off after a weekend. I think at that point, it was kind of like, maybe she thought about like his he may be okay, outweighed his ain't shitness, you know? So I thought maybe it was starting to.
But I'm talking about the catalyst of the entire thing. What happened? The weekend was the catalyst, right?
The weekend was the catalyst. Because at the end of that weekend, you know, reception, all that stuff, I was like, hey, I'm still out living out in Phoenix. I'll be there for a few more months. Anybody wants to come visit Phoenix while I'm out there, you know, come on out. You know, you come stay at the house. You got a place to stay because I got the house out there. So, you know, if you ever want to come visit Phoenix, I'm going to be there. And I sent that invitation
and listen, to
the whole group.
To the whole group. And who was the only one?
Hey, Nicole was the only person that was like, look, I want to come. I'll come. I want to. I've never been to Phoenix. You know, I want to come visit.
Now, hey, I want to let's chill there for a minute. Okay. Let's chill there for a minute. This is Nicole was the only one who replied. Now, if you ask Nicole now, it was just, hey, no, nothing. You know, it was just, you know, it was sound like a fun thing. I was on the break from school, yada, 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 whatever she'll tell you. Matter of fact, I'm going to let her talk about that. Why is it that, why did you respond, Nicole?
Because I had time off from work. And I was available and I hadn't been to Phoenix. He said, if you want to go, I have a place to stay. So all I had to do was get there and there was a place to stay already.
Wow.
Great time to see another part of the country.
Yeah.
And then after he sent the email to everyone inviting the entire group and I was the only one that came, then he was like, oh, by the way, my boy is getting married in Vegas. It's the 07-07-07 wedding.
Ooh.
You want to roll?
Ooh.
I was like, bet. And so then we had the length of time that I was going to be there.
So, all right, which ended up being how long?
Like probably 4 days, 4 or 5 days.
4 days. Now, dog, were you cognizant of what you could have been doing by inviting her to a wedding, or was it just like, nah, it's all good. We all going to a wedding. We all kick it. Cause you know, you invite a woman to a wedding. She's like, Ooh. Was any of that in your head at the time?
So, yeah. So I thought about it. And for one, I mean, the intentions were good. It wasn't a setup or anything, but I knew that going to a wedding in Vegas and we sharing a room that it was, you know, a possibility to come up.
Possible.
Also knew that, you know, who I was. And,
right.
That hey, if this a brush up
So okay, well let me ask you this, because we're gonna get to that part.
Yeah,
we're gonna get to the utensil part of this story, but what were you thinking about her being the only one that responded?
So I mean, first I was like, man, nobody else wanted to come to Phoenix, but then I was like, you know what? It's all good. We're gonna have a good time, you know. I'm going to show her the city. We're going to hit Vegas. So we got another little, you know, event. And, you know, that'd be a great time to go to Vegas. And I was like, shoot, let's get it then.
So you didn't have any like, ooh, this is the slip. And I told you she better not let me catch her.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I was. I don't think so. No, I didn't think that this was the slip up or that this was the start of, you know, of this thing.
I got it. Okay. Now, I believe that. There's other parts of the story that I'm not quite sure about. Nicole, if you would talk about, you know, who you came in contact, what you saw, like, let's take outside the club or the people that you encountered, right? If you would speak to that right quick.
So I land on July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the movies.
Saw the first Transformers movie.
Yep.
Mm.
Just came out. So that was real cool. We went out, had dinner afterwards with his friends and their kid. They have a daughter. So we all went out and ate. Everything was cool. And then he was like, yeah, like, this is nightlife. Let me show you around. So as we started going out, we're walking down the street and some girl walks up and starts crying, like, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, okay. And he was like, look, I'll be right back. And so he left me on the corner sitting on this brick wall with his friend.
By yourself.
His friend was with us too. No, his friend was there too. But then his friend walked up and left me.
Wow.
And I was just sitting there on this brick wall looking like, what in the world?
In an alley. In an alley, just by yourself. Alley.
No, she was. She was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a
MAGA country. Hello.
Sitting on a brick wall, but I could see over like this little alley in the shadows where this girl was standing there crying, talking to Dave. And I don't know what was happening because they weren't close to me, but I was like, seriously right now? Like, why are you crying?
Oh.
But whatever, he came back and was like, yeah, you know, sorry about that. And we just kept on moving.
Kept on moving. Okay. And then, that's what I did. That's the other one I went to.
This girl walks up like a supermodel, like, hey. And I was like, okay, so this is you? Okay, X? Okay, that's what's up. Hi, nice to meet you. You know, great. Wow. And it was like, oh, okay. So that was number two. And that was it for the night, right? Because the third one wasn't until we got to the wedding.
Wow.
Man, see, and I don't even have no game, man. Some
in
chicks
Vegas.
Just understand my story. You know?
Oh, what?
Some of them just appreciate
that's what story. It is.
Yes.
Man.
You Nicole, know? Go get to that third one because I don't want what he's about to say to
fast
overload.
Forward. We get out to Vegas. We had a great ride out. His friend and his friend's girl, and then the two of us all carpool out to Vegas. Music, iPods going back and forth, like playing like a battle of the iPods. It was amazing.
Nice.
We get there.
I'm Team
this
Andrew,
girl rose yeah. up and was like, hey, is this you? And all I remember was her putting her big chest real close to me. Like when she was talking, I was like, can you back up a little bit, sis? And what do you mean, is this me? And she was like, this you right here? No, we just friends. And she was like, Bex, I'm a holler at that. Doesn't he have beautiful eyes? Well, I hadn't really looked at his eyes before because he was just my friend. At this point, he was just my friend. Like,
wow.
I didn't think anything about that. She was like, man, and his lips, really? Okay, so sure.
This guy.
You can go right over and have a conversation
just
with
look
him.
Just
like, dude. Crazy.
So now, okay. All of that happens. Y'all in the hotel room. Explain, like, y'all in the hotel room together, trying to sleep. Just explain. I want both of you to describe what you were feeling that night.
Yeah, so first, I think we were in Vegas for two nights. And that first night, you know, I think was pretty chill. So we didn't do too much the first night. You know, we just kind of lounged, hung out. The second night was the night of the wedding. The night of the wedding, after the wedding, we hung out down on the strip and all that stuff, kind of did a thing, came back, we had several drinks, you know, we was out there partying, we had the full yards and stuff all through the thing. We came back, and of course, it's July, it's Vegas, we're in a hotel, we was like, look, let's hit the pool. So we go down to the pool, and it's just the two of us in the pool, and it's nighttime, and I was like, snap, Nicole got on the swimsuit and all that stuff, I was like, uh-oh. You know, so it's just us chilling in the pool. We get back. We're still having a few cocktails, hanging out. We get back to the room, you know, get showered up, jump in the bed and all this stuff. And we had been talking all this thing, too. Next, you know, we lay in the bed. And, you know, somehow, I don't know what happened. Somehow, we ended up, you know, spooning. You know what I'm saying? Ended up,
you
know.
Spoon action.
Somehow, we fell into this position. So I've got my hand on the outside of Nicole's right thigh. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, if she moves, it's going down. I say, if she sneezes, it's going
if
down.
She sneezes. Because if she sneezes, that means she's going to accidentally back it up.
If she blinked too hard and her back arch, it's going down. You know.
So Nicole, what are you thinking at this time?
I'm thinking it's not going down. When not moving, I'm frozen. And I was a statue. And I
Wow.
did not move. I was like,
That's the
nope, don't move.
now. And
Frozen.
ultimately, you froze so much so that nothing, watch
So
my
let's use a little
fingers.
deductive reason there. For her to
Nothing.
say that I was frozen and not moving, let her know that there was a possibility that it would go down if she moved. She's talking about, she's thinking about it wasn't going down. She
She
wouldn't think
understood where she
that.
was.
She understood the magnitude of the
Yeah.
situation that we were in.
So you go
So,
on with the weekend and nothing happened.
but nothing happened. And that night was the longest night of my life. I don't think either of us slept a wink, bro. We were sitting there in the
Nope.
bed, not moving. But I was just in case. I couldn't go to sleep, so I could be ready just in case. But that night,
Listen.
man, we didn't get a single second of sleep the whole night. We just laid there without moving.
As Denzel said in this newest movie, he said, "You're a lie. You're sitting there harder than Japanese arithmetic."
Hey,
And this is a part that's hotly disputed amongst the three of
I'm
us.
trying to tuck my boy, so I ain't sitting there trying to set it up, and she ain't ready. So I got it. So I'm squeezing between my thighs, trying to tuck it just to
Listen,
make sure that I ain't, because if it's not
listen.
going down, I ain't trying to violate.
I'm going to give them credit for sticking to this story for the now
Hey,
14 years
this the
almost.
truth. This the
And
truth.
because, and listen, this is my best friend.
This
But
the
I, but how, I listen, I can't say, I won't say that I do believe it, but I won't say that it ain't true. But anyway, we
Hey,
gonna keep it
I've been.
moving.
Hey, I've done a lot of shit in my day, and I sure ain't gonna lie. Knowing that we married now, it's easy to give up the ghost now.
Right.
It's the truth now, but no, this is
Oh,
true.
God.
So
So,
that last night, we was riding around listening to the soundtrack of the trip, man. T-Pain Epiphany album.
yep.
Man,
Man,
Wow.
we bumped it out probably 20 times a weekend. So Nicole and I. So that next day, it was funny. I had to go to work, and Nicole was at the house by herself that day, and she had to travel out that day. So we texting all day, texting song lyrics, flirtatious stuff back and forth, all those things too. I mean, we texting to the point it's like, look, hey, if you change your flight one more day, what's up, what you talking about? But timing didn't work out. It was too late to try to change it, and it was probably, trying to process the possibilities of things and all that stuff. It just didn't work out, and thankfully it didn't, because if it did, and it had gone out, it's probably a good chance we wouldn't be here right now,
Ah,
married.
that's a great, okay. And all right, let's break there and then we'll come back for part three. I don't care how many times I hear it. It's always like it's like a nail biter. It's endearing. It's beautiful. And it's like, what? Wait, what? Anyway, all right, let's go. Break it down to sections like that. Hey, so we back. They're back from Vegas, and he just said if something, perhaps if they had stayed an extra day, if Nicole had stayed an extra day in Phoenix. And perhaps if something would have happened, that maybe they wouldn't be together today. I want both of y'all to go in on that point.
I'll break that down because I still had some unfinished business in, Phoenix. I've been out there for months, so I was kind of kicking it, hanging out. No real relationship, but still some unfinished business. I had an unfinished business back in Nashville where Nicole was. Shoot, I had, some open-ended, situations. So I know that if it had gone down, it probably would have been a situation where finding out that, you had been with somebody and then with somebody else after that, some other things too, would have kind of been like, hey, was this just a fling? Was that
She
just
would
the
have become unfinished business.
would have been unfinished business and would have been like, well, was I just a, the weekend thing? Or
Interesting.
was I just a
Got
summer,
it.
summer fling kind of thing?
Got it. Okay. And Nicole, what do you think about what the, well, first of all, do you agree with the fact that if something had happened that you probably wouldn't be together?
I do. I agree because I had unfinished business back in Nashville.
Oh,
Well, like
she said, back
situation.
on, one hand on you. You ain't the only one.
Like
Let's get it.
we were friends, and it was in my mind when I came out there, it was we were coming out, we were friends, but then like that spark happened was kind of like, oh snap. Like
Okay.
maybe not. Let me hold on one second. Let me go back to Nashville. Like let me wrap some stuff up.
Got it.
And then let's explore and see what happens.
Now,
But what's real though is when we were out there, we talked about an unfinished business, and I was open and transparent with her. She was open and transparent with me, so she shared with me the unfinished business she had. I shared mine, open ended. So we talked about that. It was like, okay, when you go back, you know, I still got a little bit here. I'm gonna wrap up, you know, and you know, shut my.
Oh wait, so y'all talked about wrapping it up then?
Well, we were talking about wrapping up. We talked about the fact that I had some unfinished business I was trying to wrap up. It wasn't just so that you know what, like I'm gonna wrap this up. So that
oh,
you
that you wanted to wrap it up. Okay.
I was like, I'm in the process of wrapping this up anyway.
But I'm so, guessing you know, was it leaning toward, like I'm gonna do this because?
No, it was already leaning towards I'm already gonna do this, but now it's like you know, let's go ahead and
a little added motivation.
Yeah, a little added motivation to close it out.
Was that the
to,
same for you, Nicole?
No, I was going to do it because.
Okay.
I was interested.
Because you were interested by that time. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, I was interested too, but yeah, I mean, I was already in the process of shut, you know, of closing out mine.
So it's safe to say you all were in pretty constant contact after you left Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
now.
We were mostly texting, talking probably every day. Like, I mean, throughout the day.
Wow. So how soon was it after you left Phoenix to where you moved back to Nashville, Dave?
So I left Phoenix and moved back to Nashville in August or so, probably end of August, because at the time I was about to go back to school, so it had to be before fall.
Okay.
Of,
so another month and a half, maybe. Another month and a half.
That's probably okay. About right.
And that, so, okay. And after that, you moved back to Nashville, and how does that go? How does the conversation first start up?
Good question. I think when I moved back, I was staying with Shep. Shout out to Shep. You know,
shout out to Shep.
Staying with Shep. Nicole was staying, you know, she had her apartment and they were kind of hanging. So we saw each other. We would hang out pretty regularly. I'd go over there, you know, pretty much every couple of days. So I don't think it was every day in the beginning, but every couple of days. We had mutual friends and we see each other at too. But we would, you know, spend a good amount of time together. But what's funny is when we got back, nobody knew that, you know, we were, you know, kind of, I don't want to say dating, but kicking, but we were, you know, spending some time together. Like, it was a small group of folks that knew, you know, that we had spent as much time together. But,
hey, listen,
you know,
hold
like,
on.
You know, our family didn't really know.
I remember when the word got around, like when people started, people be hitting me up, wait. They like, they couldn't understand. I was like, wait, Dave and Nicole? I was just like, what? Like, I gotta act like what?
You're like, how that
what? But we used to hate her. No, just playing. So
they said Nicole with turtlenecks.
Right.
You love to rip turtleneck.
Yo. So okay. So now it's a thing. Y'all hanging out, and. If you don't want to talk about it, it's fine.
Hey, we married two kids now, man. And then we can't talk about.
Okay, I mean, you know, so Nicole, you find out that you are with child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, what year is this? Oh, nine?
Let's talk about the first. We got pregnant once. And at the
I know, that's what I'm.
That was
07 is where. Okay, got it.
That was 07.
Got it. Because I remember the day. I remember how you called me and told me. I was with Craig. Literally, he was right. And by that time, you had met Craig and my
Deuce.
Mom. Shout out to Deuce.
R.I.P.
And rest
oh,
up, man. And that was a great moment where y'all two got to meet, man. Like, that was a great, great moment for me.
Hey,
and,
we went
a couple
hard.
Times,
we,
yeah.
We went hard.
Yeah, we went hard. We went hard in L.A. So, just so... You know, there's been no proposal. There's been no, you know, this is just y'all more than kicking it, y'all together. And this happens. And, oh, go ahead. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
So we were hanging out. And like Dave said, no one knew, even our family. I went home at Thanksgiving and my parents and even my brother even asked, they were like, man, you know, you always talking about, you know, Dave this and Dave that, and what's going on? And I was like, stop it. Like, guys and girls can be just friends. Like, you don't always have to, you know, claim that something else is going on. Like, guys and girls can just be friends, and we are friends. Kind of like you were talking about snapping, but I don't snap on my parents, though. So it wasn't, like, on that level.
Yeah.
But it for real was like, nah, man, shut it down. Like, we just friends. Don't even do that. That was at Thanksgiving. When I came home at Christmas, apparently I was already pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hitting that.
Stop it. Yeah. Yeah.
And by that time, we weren't no more in Vegas. I was.
So, unfortunately, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah, we had a miscarriage.
Had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And but I mean, but beforehand, what is your what are your thoughts about like talking to Nicole? How do you tell your parents? And then Dave, how do you have that? How was that conversation with Mr. Rivers?
Man, so I actually ended up having to call my mom, which was probably the worst way, you know, like, hey, mom, so how was your day? Oh, by the way, I mean, you know, I would have had like a face to face, but we were in different states.
Got it.
It was, you know, the first pregnancy. It was like, nope, I just need to tell my mom. And so I called her on the, like, leaving the doctor's office, like, yep, so mom. And she's like, what? You didn't tell me, like, you knew. And I'm like, nah, apparently I'm already like 3 months in.
Oh,
you know, you've missed something. Like, nope, I didn't miss anything, mom. Like, I had no idea.
Oh, you really didn't?
I really did not know until, like, the very, we were pretty close to, I don't know, what, like 12 weeks? No.
Okay.
Maybe 11 or 12 weeks.
Okay.
When we found out.
Wow.
So the funny part was what Nicole didn't remember. I was sitting beside her when she called. And she told her mom, she said, you know, when she told her, she said, mom, I got to tell you, I'm pregnant. Her mom was like, by who?
No.
They still didn't know.
Nicole was like, Dave. Her mom was like, I thought you said y'all was just friends.
Yo. So you lied and you lied.
She said, by who?
Wow. Yeah. So, okay.
But
so,
the hard part to believe is that she had to know because every day when she called, she talked to Nicole and they were talking, and she wouldn't even ask. She'd be like, tell Dave I said hi.
Nicole
would be like, I'll say hi. And I'd be like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Rivers?
Oh,
so, I mean, she knew I was there every day, but she sure did. She said, I thought y'all were just friends. Yeah, well, we're more than friends.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, wow, okay.
So about that, what the tough part was that after this happened, we had to go into the hospital for the procedure, you know, to just get everything cleaned up after the miscarriage. So the first time I ever spoke with her brother ever in life was when he was calling to see how Nicole was doing at the procedure. So, I mean, which is awkward situation to talk to him.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it was nothing but respect. He was like, hey, you know, I understand, you know, it's happened. He said, look, man, I appreciate you, you know, taking good care of her, you know, y'all, you know, continue to, you know, do what you got to do, you know,
but
I'm glad everything's okay. You know, if you ever need anything from me or if you know, whatever, feel free, you know, you can call me anytime.
Mm-hmm. And so was that a, did that try your relationship? And cause this is obviously still before you all are married. Did that try your relationship? A lot of people talk about how that, you know, that can test a relationship.
Well,
so did that
I could say for me, it didn't. I think for me, it brought us closer cause I was at that point, you know, I mean, I started staying there every day, spending the night over there. And I mean, we were together pretty much all the time, you know, more from that point. Cause at first I was making sure that she was okay. Making sure that she knew, you know, through the pregnancy and all that stuff that I wasn't going anywhere, you know, that I was there for her.
Okay.
And I think at that point, you know, we at that point kind of, you know, I mean, we were lockstep then.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
And I also think the fact that we can anchor back on so many years of friendship, knowing each other for so long, it wasn't, you know, I met this guy a month ago.
Right.
I ended up getting pregnant. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've known each other
that
since 2001, whether we were in a relationship or not. I knew him to be, you know, a strong guy of, you know, the type of person that, you know, I watched him take care of Brandon. I watched him, you know, serve college students. I watched him, oh, you need a ride? Yep, I'll give you a ride. Do you need this? I mean, he was always so giving. And even when I went out there to Phoenix, that was one of the things that kind of drew my heart to his was I wasn't big on water, but every time he was like, here, get some water. And I was like, well, I don't want any water. Like, I'm not thirsty.
Yeah,
this is a different kind of heat. Like, you got to drink out here. It's not the same. It's dry heat. You can get dehydrated.
Beautiful.
I was like, good
that's
grief.
Beautiful.
Like, I said, I'm good. But I bet I was out there drinking water.
Right.
You know, it just shows where his heart, he has a huge heart. And so, you know, the miscarriage, just like he said, for me, neither. It never caused me to question where we stood in our relationship or going forward. And I do agree that it did bring us closer and it just strengthened what we already had going.
Plus, then it also, by default, kind of made our relationship a little more public. So, you know what I mean? Before, we weren't trying to hide it. We just assigned to our own thing and,
just
you know,
doing
each other's company and still, you know, we stood together. But at that point, it was kind of like, okay, yeah, so we together. Now we had to, be more mindful of, I mean, our, physical interactions just to make sure that, that wasn't happening again, which
Yeah.
it did. But,
Right. So now it comes around, it happens again, and what are and this time, what is your conversation with Mr. Rivers like, David? Like how is your
So when it happened this time, it happened in 2009, and we, so at the time I was working for Boeing in Huntsville, but I was on location in Boston at the time. And Nicole and I hadn't seen each other for a couple months. I was coming home like, every month or so from Boston back to Nashville. So my cousin Brandy, shout out to Brandy, was getting
Shout out to
married, and it
Brandy.
was down there in St. Simons Island, Brunswick, Georgia. So we were in the hotel, and it was, we just like, hey, I said Nashville, we'll just both meet down there because we're going to the wedding. So that weekend, the family had all kinds of activities, fellas going out, which I went to the bachelor party, but all the other family stuff, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
We was in the hotel room, and it was just us in the hotel room.
Probably praying.
We was in there praying,
Amen.
talking about, different books that we had read.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
we figured, I think that was the weekend he got it popped out and got pregnant. So when we got pregnant, all this stuff. So I went down and actually talked to Nicole's dad, and I sat down and I drove down to Atlanta from from Huntsville at the time, I think, drove down to Atlanta, sat down at the table with him, was like, look, Ms. Rivers, kind of joking after he said, I said, I know this has happened again, pregnant for a second time. We're still not married nor engaged, but I want to let you know,
Did
man to
either
man.
of them crack a smile? I'm just
Well, it was just
curious.
Mr. Rivers. It was just
Oh,
like,
okay.
wow.
Ooh, okay.
So
It
I
was
just
a
want to
stare
tell you,
down.
man to man, that, I mean, it wasn't planned, it happened, but I wanted you to know that I'm not going anywhere. My intentions are to marry your daughter, but I want you to know that, I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna be right there. We're together, we're working out, things as far as future wise, but I don't ever want you to think that, you have to worry about, Nicole and having a baby and me not being there or not being responsible or anything else like that.
Okay.
And he told me, he said, you know what, Dave? I respect that. I appreciate it. He said, I don't think you owe me that, but I appreciate you. Say, I've always known you to be a man of your word. I've always known
Wow.
you to be a great, man and stuff. You've always been great to Nicole because, I had known them even before we were dating, for years
Yeah, yeah,
beforehand. He was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've known you. You're a great person. And I respect it. He said, I also want to tell you, don't let anyone else put their expectations on you. Don't let anybody else tell you that now that you have this,
He told you
child,
that
y'all need to get
at that
married.
meeting, at
At
that
that
sit
moment,
down.
I said, I
Oh,
don't want anybody to tell you that y'all
that's
need to get
beautiful.
married. Or
That's
do the
beautiful.
shotgun wedding. He said, you all do what's right for you, pray about it, and you do what, God leads you all to do. Don't let anyone pressure you all to
Okay.
do anything on their time.
Okay.
I trust both of you to listen to God and do what's right for you all.
Okay. That's great. That's great. All right, we're gonna leave it there for a second, and we're gonna come right back. Let's go. All right, had to take a break from all that realness that was happening. Just left off. Dave has a conversation with Mr. Rivers, who tells him, "Hey, this is your thing. Don't worry about what nobody else is, expectations for you, and you just kind of go forward and do your thing." So, Junior gets there. David's here. And leading up to it, Nicole, what kind of were there any well, I guess right before, right? Were you thinking about the miscarriage? I mean, I'm sure you had to have been.
Oh yeah, during my second pregnancy.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I mean, I ate more vegetables during that time
Wow,
than
wow,
probably ever in life, making
wow.
sure I was sleeping the way I needed to. Although there was nothing that I did that caused it, you're still very aware that it happened. And
Okay.
so, you work hard, at least in your mind, you're working hard so that something like that wouldn't happen again.
Yeah. Okay. And Dave, and I'm sure it was on your mind. What kind of things were you thinking about at that time?
Now, it was definitely on my mind because I was excited, but trying to be a little more reserved just in case, something had happened that was unplanned. So, so I could be strong for her and think about that as well. So it was always this thing. Plus, what complicated it was I was still back and forth between Nashville, Huntsville,
Oh,
Boston, and
yeah, that's
those
right.
things. So during most of Nicole's pregnancy, and even when David was born, I mean, I was there every other weekend, you know, when I was in Boston at the time. And then when I finally ended my work time in Boston, came back to Huntsville, I was in Huntsville, you know, 3 days a week or 4 days a week. So I was still only back in Nashville half of the week. So it was always that tough part of having Nicole at our house, you know, because we shared a home, even though I wasn't living, it's pretty much just Nicole, but, you know, being pregnant at the same time, I wasn't there every day if anything happened or to be able to, you know, support anything else. So that was tough. That was tough on me as well, you know, because through that part, she was by herself by, you know, half of the time, you know,
yeah.
and it wasn't really by choice.
Got it. Okay. All right. So leading into it, so David's born. And what, June 10 in 2010?
May 21st, 2010, yeah.
Okay. And by this time, you all are engaged. You know, you, right?
No, we weren't. No, we were not engaged.
No?
No. Dave came back.
You were there. You were part of the engagement, brother.
I know. That's what I was trying to get into, but
it was David's first birthday. Yeah, you were part of the engagement.
I knew that. I knew that. It was David's first birthday party. I knew that.
Yeah, you were part and of it.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah, I recorded it. Like,
you did.
I had you protecting the table because the
ring. Yeah, like, what are we talking about? Yeah, protecting the table because.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can check that out on YouTube. I'll show that sometime. What are you thinking about? I guess just tell me about. Cause, all right, so this is what I experienced. You all were still at the condo, and at Rock Harbor, whatever that is, and I'm
Rock Harbor.
And I'm noticing. I'm just like, yo, they are a team, like in the truest, you know, what I'm saying, sense of the word. It's like. It was organized. It was almost synchronized. And it was like, hey, I'm going to do whatever she lack, I'm right over her shoulder type stuff. It was just like, bow, bow, bow. And you all were like ninjas with doing things, you know, for this kid together. And it's so just talk to me about some of your insecurities going into fatherhood or going into parenthood. Dave, I know you to be a pretty confident person, but. How did that test? Did having a kid for the first time kind of test your confidence in any way? Or like, talk to me about how you felt going into fatherhood.
So one, just kind of reiterating too, for the first year of David's life, I was still, you know, working at Huntsville, so I was still kind of part time.
Yeah.
So I think when I was back, I was trying to do everything I could in those weekends to help prepare. So I mean, we didn't argue much. You know, I don't think we argued really at all. Mm-hmm. We didn't do much. You know, I was trying to help go to the grocery store, get stuff together, do stuff around the condo, you know.
So you said you had time to not feel confident.
Yeah, I didn't have time to get stuff ready for David and all the time we could together because then on Monday morning at
you had to go back
5
off
a.m.,
to
I was back on the road, headed back to Huntsville for those few days. I mean, for a little bit when he was first born, I was trying to drive back and forth every day.
Okay.
Huntsville is about 120 miles, so it took about an hour 45 each way, and I was trying to do it every day, but I would leave 5 in the morning and come back, and it'd be like 8:30 p.m. or something, so I was so tired by the time I got back, I was like eating, going to sleep.
Yeah.
So splitting that time, so I was still trying to do everything I could, but at the time, it was no arguing and fussing, because, I mean, I respected the fact that, you know, except for 3-4 days out of the week, I mean, it was just Nicole and David, so
just
I mean,
Nicole,
spend time on the phone, but I
so
mean,
Nicole,
it's sucked being in Huntsville down there by myself while she was up here with David,
oh,
you know,
man.
Supported by herself.
Yeah. So during that time, how were you feeling knowing that he, I mean, is that added pressure? Did Miss Rivers come down? Mrs. Rivers come down? Like, how was the, you know, how was that time for you knowing that, you know, your partner is, you know, during that first year is gone? Did you, like him, not really have time to think about insecurities as a mother or how I'm going to be or what I'm supposed to do? Or did you just fall kind of right into it? Like, how did that happen for you?
Oh, yeah, I agree. There was no time to sit and look at what wasn't. We had to look at what was.
God,
and so the time when we were apart, it was do all you can while we're apart. And so if it was making David's baby food, then when David went down, then I would make baby food. Talk to Dave on the phone while I'm making baby food, you know, whatever. Pumping, whatever had to happen, all the behind the scenes. So by the time he came home, it was the three of us. It was, you know, hang out with your son, hang out with me, hang out together.
Okay.
These are all things we're doing. So it's not, okay, well, we need to run some laundry. And, you know, my goal was for it not to be as much. Of course, some of that still needs to happen. And of course, you know, Dave had to get in there and make some of the baby food too. Like, let's see what this little baby bullet life is like, you know,
yeah.
What didn't work, and help me troubleshoot things that I had problems with, or trying different recipes. So it very much was, nope, you know, our time apart strengthened our time together.
Got it. Okay.
And so it was really focusing on making the most of the opportunities that we had.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Good. So Dave, so now fast forward a little bit, you are engaged and the wedding is coming up and you are laid off. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Like how soon before, now how long before the wedding?
Let me back up a little bit. Let me tell you a little funny story about the engagement too, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So right before I decided, you know, to propose, or when it was time to propose, I had the ring made by a jeweler down in Atlanta. So I picked up the things and I went down and I called Nicole's dad and was like, hey, Mr. Rivers, I'm going to be in town in Atlanta. I want to swing by and stop at the house, which I do every time I was down there anyway.
Now, mind you, go ahead.
Or what?
Nothing. Go ahead. This was a different time.
So I was, you know, called him, was like, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. I said, but don't tell Nicole I'm in town, you know? And he was like, okay. Okay. So I go by the house, you know, whatever. I was like, hey, what time are you going to be there? He said, I got a doctor's appointment at like 1 o'clock or whatever or something like that. So I like, cool, I come by like 11, you know? So I get down to the house and.
Yo, my fault, man. We had so much there. I had to cut it into two parts. So please tune in next Friday for part two of David and Nicole Martin. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, there was so much here. Listen, the reason I'm letting people go and talk about their journey, because I just think there's a lot there, you know, to learn from. If you are married, if you aren't married, you know, sometimes it kind of helps us to know that we're not alone and whatever we're going through. So once again, my bad. Plus, I like to hit people with the young cliffhanger. Bye. I appreciate you listening. And listen, that was a lot, so I'm not going to keep you long. I'll just end it the same way I do every week. Every moment you have the opportunity to move forward into growth or to move backward into comfort. I hope that you choose growth. I will see you. What's this, Friday? I will see you on Monday, all right? Be safe.